Target proves all along that they never meant to be a good ally. Also, life lessons from Tina Turner. And why red states are so frickin' red. I have the answer when we start the Karelcast right here, right now. Go, baby.
Uncensored. Unfiltered. Unhinged. It's the Karelcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karelcast. I am Karel. Happy Friday to ya. Happy Friday to ya. All right. Target has proven what I've known all along, and that is in June, which, by the way, it's Memorial Day weekend. I will not be here Monday. But in June, all companies want to do is get the gay dollar. Get the gay dollar. Get some money from the gays. Slap a rainbow on something, anything, keychains, on shoes, whatever. The gays will buy it. We need the money. Get the money from the gays. And they've proven what a bad ally they are and how I prefer that they just not be an ally. And I'm saying that, you know, there are these gays who think, oh, no, we can change them. We can blah, blah, blah. No. So Target started a line of pride clothing. I don't know what that entails. I don't know what it is, really, how much money goes to anything gay. I just know that they started pride clothing. And they even made kids' pride clothing, little baby pride, little rainbows and little things that say pride. Well, the right wing idiots, the same people who offer their children up to the Catholic Church for, you know, rape. Those people have started going into Target and either destroying the displays, literally destroying them, or walking around with a microphone and a pride shirt asking people, do you condone this sodomy? Do you condone this, you know, debauchery? Do you condone your children, you know, blah, 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 blah? And Target, in its infinite wisdom, has pulled all the items for children and moved the pride displays to the back of the bus, to the back of the store, which is just like the back of the bus. Now, honey, I got to grab me some tea, okay, because we're going to be dishing it here. I hope y'all got your Vanilla Rubios ready because I'm having that today. Vanilla Rubios from Harney & Sons. It's delicious. Let's slurp our tea because it's that kind of day. Oh, my God. Oh, strike me down. That's so good. With my homemade creamer, by the way. Which, if you're not watching Vegan in Vegas when I do those segments, then you don't know how to make my homemade creamer, but everyone else does. Don't you feel left out? How do you make your homemade creamer, Karel? What do you do? Well, it's pretty damn simple. You just take a quarter cup of oatmeal, rolled oats, a quarter cup of rolled oats, a quarter cup of shredded coconut, unsweetened, and a half a cup of cashews, and a dash of sweetened condensed coconut milk. And sweetened condensed coconut milk. Put it in your blender, whir it up, and then strain it. And baby, oh, baby, it's good. So anyway, so now we've had our tea, we can dish it. So Target has either pulled the items or put them in the back of the store. Why? First of all, they're cowards. They tell their employees if someone is in the store destroying things to leave them alone. Just leave them alone. Don't interrupt them. So you can literally walk in a Target, and if you don't like a display, just take it down. Step on it. I hate this. Yep. That's how they sound, by the way, like foghorn, leghorn. So they've been doing just that. Taking it down. Stomping on it. You know. Now, had I been in the store, I'd whoop ass. And the problem with the right now is no one's whooping their ass. That's the problem, that no one is stopping these people. The parent in Florida that complained about the poem, so they got it pulled from the whole school, someone should have whooped her ass. Said, bitch, you freaking crazy. Get the hell out of our office. Take your complaint and file it up your ass. See, but we ain't talking to these idiots that way. And they are idiots, and I have proof coming up. They are fucking morons. And yes, I'm going to call it as I see it. I have the proof they're idiots coming up. But no one's doing it. So Target, screw you. I don't need to shop at your store. Because if you were really an ally, not only would you not move the displays, you'd highlight them. If you were really an ally, You would not pull the children's clothing that say Pride, although I truly don't know why kids need clothing that say Pride. But, you know, there are some gay parents and all of that. So if you were really an ally, you'd stand by us. Instead, you wuss out, you give in, you move it to the back. Back of the bus, please. Treat us like the second class citizens everybody else does. Now, the right has made it clear. They have gone on talk shows, and they want to make it known that they want any company that supports LGBTQ rights to pay. They've said the quiet part out loud. Any company that supports gay rights, gay, you know, like Disney, they want them to pay for supporting the LGBTQ community. They are literally trying to set gay rights back. Now, we've been talking a lot of gay topics on the show recently, but it's not my fault. They're in the news, okay? Target just announced that they're pulling their Pride. Pulling it, baby. Pull. And that just proves what I've said all along. These companies are not our allies. They just want to make money. They don't want to support the LGBTQ community. They just want to make money off the LGBTQ community. If they really wanted to support us, because, you know, support for anything means danger, okay? It means you could be putting yourself at risk. Now, you know, I met this lovely couple today having lunch at Daikon Vegan Sushi. And they're in their 30s. One was from Denver. One was from Big Sur. They're on their way to Monterey. A lovely couple. She was beautiful. He was handsome, even though he was wounded. His right shoulder, just like Ember's right shoulder. I'll let you all know what happened at the vet yesterday later. And, of course, you know me. I'm buttoning everybody's lunch. You know, everybody. I got to get in everybody's business. So I was up in theirs. And they agree with me. And they see America spinning out of control. And I said, I don't know if I'd want to be your age. And they said, you know, the problem, and this is from young people, is that everyone idolizes all the wrong people. Like, they idolize rich people thinking they're going to be rich. You know, they idolize all the wrong people, and they follow all the wrong leads. That's exactly right. Target shouldn't be following the lead of MAGA. A school district in Florida shouldn't be following the lead of one racist, homophobic parent. Sometimes leading is leading by example, even if you lose customers, even if you lose business, especially. Look, I've always said I'd be so rich right now if I were straight, but then I wouldn't be me. In radio, in television, opportunities would have come. I'm funny. I'm a freaking good entertainer. And what's held back that major fame? The gayness. In the 90s, in the 2000s, people sat across from me and said, we'd love your show. You are fabulous on air, but you're too gay. They've said that to my face, people in positions of power. And now it's going right back to that. It's going right back to, if you're a company and you support gay people, MAGA is going to try to make you pay a price. And you know what? You're going to cave in because you're all cowards. Corporate cowards is all we have nowadays. We don't have any corporations standing by the gay community 24/7 saying, we got your back. You know, maybe Apple because of Tim Cook. But that's about it. Target doesn't have my back. The minute it became a problem for Target to support the gay community, they caved. They just caved. Well, that ain't cool. That ain't right. You know, I don't want to shop at a place that's only there to take my money and feign its support for me. I just don't. Do you? Would you? Most of you are straight. You'll never understand what this feels like. You'll never understand what it feels like to go on social media, see some asshole in Arizona stepping on the words pride. People in my community fought and died for gay pride and gay rights. You will never. I was so mad at that asshole. If I'd have been there, I swear to God, we would have been in a fight. You know? But people, Target's not willing to stand up. Some of their employees have. I've seen some of their employees escorting people out of the store, whatever. But that's when the displays were already in the back of the store. You can't be an ally if you don't stand for something.
Make your device a whole lot smarter. Get the Karelcast app free at the App Store of your choice now.
Anyone that supports Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or the GOP are idiots. And how do I know? I've got the proof right here in my hand. They're actual idiots. Like, they're real stupid individuals. Before I do that, I'd like to just tell everyone about Ember, because you know I've been giving you updates. My little girl, my little doggy. $500 worth of x-rays yesterday. Nothing much, except we found out, I can't even say their name, Seba something, bones in their hands. She has four extra, and she was born with them. They're congenital, but that's not what's causing the problem. Her shoulder had a narrowing, but they said that's probably an artifact of the x-ray, so nothing there. No tumors, no cancers. So we're not sure why she's limping. She's going to be on anti-inflammatories for a week, and hopefully she'll get better, I hope. All right, so Wallet Hub has amassed criteria in 18 different areas, okay? 18 different areas. Educational attainment and quality of education and attainment gap. And they've taken the criteria in those categories and broken them up into 18 different categories and come up with the most educated to the least educated states. And I will tell you, all of the most educated states vote Democratic. All of them. And the stupidest states with the stupidest people are the ones we are letting make such a noise. So I was going to start at, well, first of all, the criteria that Wallet Hub judged them by. Educational attainment. Share of adults age 25 and older with at least a high school diploma. Okay. Share of adults age 25 or older with at least some college. That share of adults 25 or older with at least a bachelor's degree. And share of adults 25 or older with at least a graduate professional. So did they have some high school or a high school diploma? At least a high school diploma? Did they have at least some college? Do they have a bachelor's or do they have a full graduate degree? All right. And then quality of the school system, according to U.S. News and World Report school system rating, blue ribbon schools per capita, average quality of universities, and enrolled students in top universities per capita, okay? So that's the criteria of which they judged these states. Seems pretty scientific to me. Public high school graduation rate, projected high school graduation rate, math and reading test scores, share of 2021 high school class scoring, school engagement of students, states with summer learning, states with voucher programs, presence of free community college education, racial gap in education, and gender gap in education. That's how they rated the states, all right? That's pretty fair criteria, if you ask me. Now, that sounds to me like that's going to give us a good judge of the stupidest states based on, did they even graduate high school? Did they go to college? Do they have access to education? How many of them, you know, have degrees? How many of them were able to go to school, you know, based on gender, based on race? So let's start at the bottom, shall we? And the stupidest state in the United States, I'd love to take bets on this right now. The stupidest state in the United States, West Virginia, red state. Mountain Mama. Number 49, Mississippi. Meaning most people there can't even spell the name of their state. I-P-Hippie. Anyway. Number 48, Louisiana, right next door. I mean, how smart can they be? They keep building a city in the path of a hurricane. And yes, I love New Orleans. I do. But stop rebuilding a city that's going to be smashed by hurricanes, you know, in the future. Number 47, Arkansas. Yeah, that's a stretch, huh? What? There's stupid people in Arkansas? Mm. Alabama. Oklahoma, number 45. Oklahoma, where the queens go screaming down the plains. Oklahoma. Or Oklahoma, whichever one you prefer. Good old Nevada, where I live, is number 43. Nevada. And believe me, I live here. It's filled with stupid people. Yesterday, I was about to go out the gate, and two people walking forward that I did not know, okay, said, oh, good, you can open the gate. And when I wouldn't open the gate, they started cussing me out. I said, well, you can do it. There's a box right there, or you should have an app on your phone. Well, why can't you? I said, I'm with my dog right here. I don't, you know, and I don't wanna. So then she comes in and literally starts cursing me, calling me an asshole and a fucker and all this other stuff, because I said, ma'am, we have problem with strangers coming in. I don't know you. Well, you should know me. I've lived here 14 years. I bet you know me now. I said, no, dear, I'll want to forget this encounter. And then the man she was with goes, how could you not know me? I always see you jogging. I'm always jogging around with you. And I looked at him and I go, well, I don't recognize you. He goes, what are you, blind? I said, no, you're not that memorable. Truly, that's what I said. Yelling at me because I wouldn't let them in the gate because I didn't recognize them when they are fully capable of opening the gate themselves. Nevada's filled with ignorant white trash for the most part, just so you know. And I'm sorry, Nevada. I mean, I don't want to say half, but half. 50% of the 4 million people that live here, losers. Uneducated losers. Ooh, I'll never run for governor, will I? They'll take that soundbite. Number 40, that was number 40. I'm sorry, we're number 44. Number 43, Kentucky. Again, surprise. 42, New Mexico. That one did surprise me, actually. Number 41, Texas. Right up there with Louisiana, Mississippi. 41, okay? Texas. Good Lord. 41 on the least most educated states. And we're gonna, and that's the state, by the way, that decides our textbooks, okay? Really? That's the one. Their total score is like a 30, what is it? 40.14 out of a possible 100. Great. Tennessee is right above Texas, not geographically, but you couldn't tell the people in Texas that since they probably couldn't find their way around a map. South Carolina, Indiana, Arizona, Idaho, Utah, South Dakota, Ohio, Missouri, Georgia, Iowa, number 30, Pennsylvania, 29, Alaska, 28, California. That surprises me. Rural. There's rural California, though. 27, Michigan, 26, North Carolina, 25, Kansas. So we're getting more educated as we go up, by the way. So we started with the dumbest state, the absolute most stupid state in the United States, West Virginia. That, well, they say least educated. I call that stupid. West Virginia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, Nevada, Kentucky, New Mexico, Texas, and Tennessee are the 10 least educated states in the United States. Number 30 through 40 of the least educated, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Georgia, Missouri, Ohio, South Dakota, Idaho, Arizona, Indiana, South Carolina. Number 20, okay, through 30, starting down at the bottom, of the least educated states, Alaska, California, Michigan, North Carolina, Kansas, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, Florida, number 21, least educated state. I'd have thought it would have been further down, quite frankly, like number 45 or something. To think, Florida is 22% more educated than Nevada. Holy Jesus Christ. Number 20, Wisconsin. So the top 20 most educated states, okay, from number 1 to number 20. The most educated state, Massachusetts, the birthplace of democracy. Maryland, these are all blue states, by the way. Connecticut, Vermont, Colorado, New Jersey, Virginia, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, Washington, Rhode Island, Delaware, New York, Oregon, Illinois, Hawaii, Maine, and Montana.
If you're not visiting reallycorrell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast, videos, and the blog, including recipes at reallycorrell.com. That's really K-A-R-E-L.com.
So here is your proof that the red states are just ignorant, and that all of these people in the Targets, all of these people in Florida, they're just stupid. I'll start at the top with the most educated state, and I'll go down to the least. The most educated, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, Maryland, Connecticut, Vermont, Colorado. The person I met at the restaurant the other day was from Denver, I believe, so his state's number five. New Jersey, Virginia, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, Washington, Rhode Island, Delaware, New York, Oregon, Illinois, Hawaii, Maine, Montana, and Wisconsin. Those are the top 20 most educated states. Everything below that, idiots. Florida, Nebraska, North Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, North Carolina, all the rest of the states, with the bottom of the list being West Virginia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, the bottom five. These people are freaking morons. And it's not an accident. The GOP lets that happen. They let the red states have the least education because they don't want educated people. They don't want people to know anything at all. They want them ignorant. That's ignorant. That's what Michael Jackson would say. Speaking of Michael Jackson, Tina Turner has now joined him in that big pop venue in the sky. I was devastated 2 days ago when I found out Tina Turner died at 10 in the morning. We don't need another hero. I have photographed Tina, met her, a dynamic force of nature, as everybody has called her, a survivor who showed us that you can escape domestic abuse, that you can stand on your own, a woman who left the United States because the United States left her, because of racism, because her music was bigger everywhere but here, even though she was an enormous superstar here, as she told Larry King, well, I'm not Madonna. You know, I'm Madonna overseas. I'm as big as the Beatles overseas. So she left a country of hatred and bigotry, of racism, a country that had beaten her down for most of her life, from Nutbush all the way on, that never let her. Remember, Tina toured when she couldn't go in the front of the venues. Tina Turner, to the day she died, made her own wigs. Why? Because when she started touring, they didn't make wigs for black women. Tina Turner designed all the dresses. Why? Because just like Diana Ross did. Why? Because when they started touring, they didn't have those kind of dresses for black women, and black women couldn't go in the stores to get them. You know, Tina taught us a lot of things. I have to tell you the first thing she taught me. Don't ignore your blood pressure. Even she said this 6 months ago. She was a Buddhist, like Steve Jobs. And like Steve Jobs, she waited too long for life-saving Western medicine. Now, you know that I'm not a huge fan of Western medicine, that you got to watch your doctors and watch what they're giving you and watch the drugs you take. But it is the best game in town, and there are some things we know. We know that high blood pressure kills your kidneys. And Tina said on Instagram just 8 weeks ago that she wishes she had taken better care of her kidneys by taking care of her blood pressure. She was on dialysis. She had a dialysis machine at her house, according to Cher. So I know it was kidney disease that killed her at 83. Killed my mom at 71 because of COPD. Smoking kills your kidneys. High blood pressure does not kill you in the moment. 150 over 80, 160 over 90. That doesn't kill you that day. It kills you over time because it kills your organs. Now, I'm healthy and jog more than most of you and exercise more than most of you. My blood pressure without a pill is 130 over 75. Now, that's fine for my age. However, because I have an expanding aorta, they want it in the 120s or below, so I take a very low dose of a pill called Irbesartan. Do I really, really need it? No. If I didn't have an expanding aorta, they wouldn't have me on a blood pressure pill. But did I have high blood pressure for 55 years? Yes. So do they check my EGFR and my kidneys all the time, my creatinine levels and all that? Yes, they do. Luckily, my EGFR is 100 or 99, and that's the percent that your kidneys are operating on. So my kidneys are good. I drink a ton of water, a ton, a gallon and a half a day. Do you? We can learn from Tina Turner. Take care of your kidneys. Take your blood pressure. Buy a blood pressure machine. They ain't but $60-$80. Buy one. Take your blood. I take my blood pressure Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the morning and in the evening. And I keep a log and I bring it to my doctors. If you're over 40 years old, not 50, not 60. If you're over 40, you should be keeping track of your blood pressure. And make sure it stays low. If it's getting too high, see a doctor. And don't be afraid of blood pressure pills. You know, I know you don't want to be on medicine. I don't want to be on medicine. But if it helps you in the long run, that's the only pill I'm on. I'm not on a statin because I'm a vegan. Yesterday research came out that for the optimum cholesterol level, you have to be a plant-based eater, period, end of story. In fact, so much research comes out every day that being a plant-based eater or, quote, vegetarian with very little dairy, very little cheese, and very little fish, no red meat, is what your body wants. But most of you are a little overweight, and you may not check your blood pressure, so learn from Tina Turner. She didn't have to go at 83. If she had taken care of her kidneys, she probably would still be here. Also learn that people are going to tell you no. People are going to try to beat you down. People are going to try to tell you you're less than, that you shouldn't be, that you shouldn't do. And you know what I say to them and to you? Say what Tina said. Screw you. Never apologize for being strong. Never apologize for being you. Never apologize for wanting more, for feeling that you're worthy of more. Never apologize for that. Tina Turner said it. I believe it. And I'm here to tell you today, 2 days after her death, we should be learning life lessons from that woman because she lived a life. And that's the other thing. You know, you need to live a life that if they wrote a book about it, it'd be banned in Florida. I know mine would be. You need to live that kind of life. If you're not, it's not too late because you're breathing. You know, once I was complaining about life one day, a few years back, and someone said, well, you know, Steve Jobs would kill to be you. I said, well, he's dead. And they go, exactly. Tina Turner would kill to be you right now in your life. Why? Because you have life. Don't squander it. You know, I was looking at apartments in the Marais district of Paris. That's really where I want to live. I fit in Paris. I love Paris. I'm French on both sides. Every time I go to Paris and go to the Marais, I just want to live there. It's where the gays live. The Eiffel Tower is right around the corner. The Champs-Élysées within walking distance. I want to have tea in the afternoon on the Champs-Élysées. I just do. Dream it and be it. That's what Tina says. I am Karell. Be who you want to be as long as you don't hurt anybody. I'll see you next week. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Hey, it's Karell. Amber and I would like to thank you for joining us today and remind you there's a way to never miss a thing, and that's by subscribing right now to my YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe button below or go to youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycarell for a world of great free content. And that content is kept free by the fabulous group of patrons at Patreon. Why not become one and show your support for the show? Just $5 a month or more and you're in. Go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. My website is reallycarell.com and everything fabulous is there, from the show to blog and recipes. Instagram and all social media are, you guessed it, Really Karell. And it couldn't get much easier by simply downloading the free Karelcast app at the App Store of your choice. And then all the content from Karel Media will flow right on through. That's the free Karelcast app. Remember, I am Karel. Be who you want to be so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And subscribe and participate today.